Somebody on the roof is killed. The next one, she got across and killed the whole house. I said, damn, I don't kill it all. I mean, if it, but these are not like dogs. That means I got the dog right there. Well, I know where the dog was. They don't come. You get right up behind the house or whatever you're going to. I had dog, you could sit out here, jump a rabbit over there. If you need a way, you could sit right there and kill it. But they ain't got them the wolf. They ain't got them kind of dog anymore.
Yeah. You ever see that kind of yellow dog with a white eye? See any of them? Catahoula dog? No.
I don't know. I don't be right here.
Well, what did you say to your dog when you wanted him to get after something?
Kick him. Of course, kick him. I had that dog, a brown dog, when I tell you about that. Bad back there had he had some whole great back of bias, bias over there. He couldn't catch them. He had about 20 of them. And so he called me and said, Goofy, said, I got some hog back there. He said, I can't catch it. He said, tell me you got a good dog. I said, well, yeah. He said, well, I said, let me get them to hog. They were wild hog, big stuff of wild hog. But they were raised around the house, you know, but they were growing and wooded, these acorns. Oh, bad, it was something. So he said, well, he said, come on, he said, I'm going to go back there tomorrow, me and my boy. He said, you bring your dog along, carry my dog, clear him up, and that dog will catch him. I said, oh, yeah, he catch him. So all right, he got around there, he caught that little hawk, running, talking, fire was running. So he got him part of the lot of tree. So there he was. I said, well, he said, oh, yeah, he said, you want to be catch with us? Oh, yeah, he catch. It was really just like it is. Oh, yeah, cut it back there full of water. He had a great big old bullhook, yeah, but that tall. And he said, I want that yard. I said, oh, yeah. I said, catch him, Jack. I told Jack that you had a clear throat. I took a whole, a dog broke in the mercy of home. He grabbed the whole by the yard. He got to drag him, he got him in that canoe. Man, the old man said, oh no, he said, don't get him out that canoe. He said, he got drawn in my hog. I said, I can't help that, I ain't get you in that canoe. So the boy said, well, where's Bob Omar? So he jumped in the canoe and he grabbed the dog by the foot and he put it, and he kept him putting it to the guard to the back, and the hog jumped over the back, and he made the dog turn it loose. He went in the yard, he said, uh-huh. He said, I'm going to get you in that. But he was scared. He said the dog got drawn in the hog, you know. So well, we got about 10 of them in there. He said, I'm going to give you two. And he gave me two holes. I brought them, you know. I tried to hear them, but
they were.
The beef. Kind of funny. I couldn't fly. They had some kind of greater leg. I had to put them in the pig, you know. I let them stay there a while. And otherwise, I let them stay there a pretty good while. And his beef was all right. But that first one, I couldn't see.
Didn't fall?
No, he could fly, but the beef was great, you know? Uh-huh. I said, I can't eat that beef. So I didn't wait. Same thing with them goats. Same thing happened with them goats. I killed a goat, you know. Sure, they had been a beast before they used to come in church, you know. So father said, what you gotta do? I said, the old lady said, about kill him. So I said, well, kill him. So we kill him. And they cook your babies, they cook your legs. They're supposed to cook them, you know. So I started eating that, man. I couldn't get that thing off of you. A goat got me. And then I realized it was a goat. It was about that hard. So I can't swallow the yogurt, too. I said, I can't swallow that thing. So finally, gave some of the people, well, some of the people in there, but I couldn't eat that.
Those wild hogs had the...
You know, set up over here. But these here weren't wild, that wild, you know. I see plenty of the ruins, depends on the ruins.